Thank you for this opportunity to speak to you. My name is Bill Levesque, and I am the president of the Hawthorne Boulevard Business Association, the HBBA. Portland is growing. It is a unique and wonderful city where more and more people are finding home. We appreciate the challenges you are managing to ensure the city maintains its culture, quality, and character as we move into the future. Our district stretches along Southeast Hawthorne from 12th to 55th Avenues and Southeast Main to Stevens with more than 500 unique businesses, 3,500 jobs, and 10,000 residents. Hawthorne is a favored destination for local, regional, and national visitors. Our neighborhood, like all of Portland, has changed and continues to change. Structures will be replaced. The question is, how do we retain the spirit of our neighborhood? Recent construction has brought new multifamily housing buildings, which is important to our city. We want to increase diversity, and that means retaining a range of rental costs to accommodate a range of income levels. A mix of buildings, large and small, old and new, is more likely to achieve this result. We also want to reduce our carbon footprint. This isn't change for change's sake. We are at a critical point where cities can make effective decisions to improve each of these areas. It is doable, it is affordable, and it is right. But part of our success will be measured by how we maintain the treasure of our past as we build for the future. Some of Portland's new buildings will be tomorrow's treasures, but some of these, frankly, do not fit. They don't take into account the character of the city, the neighborhood, or even adjacent buildings. Our buildings have a dominant impact on the feel of a neighborhood. A good design celebrates what is there and contributes to the vibe of the neighborhood. A bad decision can have a dramatic negative impact, a 100-year mistake. We are responsible for these decisions. The Design Overlay Zoning Amendments, DOZA, standards and guidelines currently being created by the city are a necessary framework. We look forward to these tools going into place. However, the process needs to take into account the unique identity of each neighborhood to ensure that added density doesn't come at the expense of Portland's unique character. We believe it is important that DOZA tools are implemented with two key components. One, the adoption of design standards and guidelines that acknowledge and support the unique character of Portland's main streets. And two, the requirement that developers work with the community on design prior to permit and design approval by the Bureau of Development Services. The HBBA, with the PDX Main Streets Initiative, worked with them to shape and then adopt the Main Street design guidelines to ensure our corridors have lively public spaces, active ground floors, livable residential units, historic cohesion, and appropriate step-up and step-backs. The proposed DOZA standards currently set 55 feet as the threshold for design review, but most of the new buildings along Hawthorne are between 45 and 55 feet. We need a second design commission focused on the east side of the city, and we need to create Hawthorne Design Overlay Panel with participants from the Hawthorne community.
Sir, your time
we
is
appreciate
out,
your help.
Okay, thank you. Next. Next.
Good morning, all. My name is Roger Jones. I have been here before. I'm the owner and president of Aetna Brokerage Incorporated, founded by my father in 1948. We've been a family-owned business for over 70 years, and I come today as a fifth-generation Portland-born Oregonian founder of the Hawthorne Boulevard Business Association and board member of both HBBA and Venture Portland. In our small but distinctive business district, we are legacy to a disproportionate number of buildings that are on the unreinforced masonry building list that the city has adopted. One of which of those buildings was one of our investments as early as 1953. Others may have different views, but I was born and bred on URM buildings. My passion is somewhat proportionate to my experiences. 42 buildings in our district have long contributed to the unique and loved identity of Hawthorne Boulevard. Please notice in your packet a current image of a 30-year-old Pioneer business, Pasta Works and Powell's Books. The building has sat vacant since 2016, since the date that the city filed its URM list. That was May of 2016, and that building has been vacant now, and the tenants can't afford the URM fixes. As a property owner, I understand the critical need to ensure safety. life safety protections in buildings, as well as the significant and serious challenges to our city's historic building stock will face if the really big one comes. At this time, I'd like to thank Commissioner Fish. Unfortunately, Commissioner Hardesty's not here, but I would still thank her for acting on behalf of the small businesses in the greater community, continuing testimony regarding unreinforced masonry buildings. In your packet is also a picture of a building on 40th and Hawthorne that is a magnet for graffiti. It has, but I will say that yesterday it got painted. This picture was taken over the weekend when I was in a cleanup, and I took that picture because I wanted to remember it. This HBBA asks you, our city leaders, first, to ensure the URM list is accurate and does not negatively impact property owners' ability to secure insurance coverage, tenants, or financing and make life safety improvements. Second, to increase masonry building owner representation on the newly announced URM Policy Committee. Currently, only 16% of the committee members are commercial building owners, with the majority of the committee made up of contractors who primarily stand to benefit from reinforcement requirements. Third, to include a committee representative on that committee from the Hawthorne District. And lastly, to explore innovative funding options and incentives to help legacy property owners do the right thing and reinforce their buildings. Small business owners are creative problem solvers. Thank you, Commissioner Fish. We have to stay in business. We have to stay in business. Hawthorne will happily gather URM property owners together for a solution-focused interactive group tasked with identifying financial capacity incentives and invite you all to attend. The Hawthorne District information could then be shared with the citywide URM Policy Committee. Thank you for the opportunity to address City Council today.
And hopefully you're going to be 3 minutes or less because we're running over. Say your name for the record, please.
Good morning, council members and attendees. My name is Mary Wilkinson. I'm the secretary of the Hawthorne Boulevard Business Association.